Dr. Pinsky dictating amount IME on 1 ALVA ALVA. Mr. ALVA was accompanied to the evaluation by his cousin named Victoria. Last name is YAC-MUY, who helps serve as a translator. Prepared according to the information obtained from the examining in this fashion, 1 ALVA is a 28-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 6-1-21. He was driving a forklift, and another forklift driver crashed into him and had him pinned to the wall. The forks of the other driver hit him in the leg. He believes he injured his left knee, leg, and back, but did not go to the emergency room. He was seen at WorkNet. With this and further evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be a broken leg and his leg slash knee. He's treated a brace and crutches, but no surgery. He has completed his course of active treatment. In paragraph, as for his claim petition, Mr. ALVA alleged he was riding a stand-up forklift and was hit by another, causing permanent injury to the left knee. A first report of injury described this same information. Paragraph, Mr. ALVA was seen at WorkNet on 6-2-21. He sustained a crushing injury to his left knee while driving his forklift the previous day. His left knee buckled and he developed significant sudden pain over the medial aspect. He reported the injury to his company, but he was told to continue working full duty and was not sent to the clinic. However, his pain now was 10/10. In the knee, exam found moderate swelling at the supramedial aspect to the patella as well as over the patella region. He also had significant tenderness, palpation over the patella region and over the medial aspect of the joint line. There was positive patellar apprehension test and he had severe limitation in left knee flexion, but he was also unable to fully extend the knee. He was also unable to flex the left hip secondary to pain at the knee. He underwent x-rays of the left knee that preliminarily showed no acute fracture. He was diagnosed with a left knee contusion and placed on ibuprofen, an ACE wrap, and to elevate the knee. He was referred for an MRI. The MRI of the knee was done on 6-7-21 to be inserted. He followed up at WorkNet on 6-8-21 to review these results. He reported 0% improvement in his symptoms. He was placed temporarily out of work and was prescribed tramadol. He was also referred to orthopedics. New paragraph. He was then seen orthopedically by Dr. McAlpin on 6-10-21. He rendered a diagnosis of closed fracture of the left tibial plateau and pain in the left knee. Prescribed Mobic and a wraparound brace. He would be weight-bearing as tolerated and his crutches were discontinued. He was going to return in 3 weeks and begin physical therapy. Therapy was rendered on the dates described. Follow-up with Dr. McAlpin continued through 9-2-21. He was utilizing a playmaker brace and working light duty, but was not yet fitted for his medial unloader brace. Examined the knee, found full extension and flexion with retropatellar clicking, but there was no effusion and no collateral instability. where there was traced discomfort at the lateral patella. Period. Dr. McAlpin cleared him for regular work duties without restrictions. Period. He could use his brace as an option for support while waiting for his unloader brace. Period. He was to return in 4 weeks to determine the effectiveness of the brace. Period. It was anticipated Mr. Alba would be placed at maximum medical improvement at that juncture. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower inspection revealed chafing of the knees that he attributed to playing soccer while he was younger. Period. This does not correlate chronologically. Period. Motion of the right knee was full with crepitus, but no tenderness. Period. Motion of the left knee was full with tenderness, but no crepitus. Period. Motion of the hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Many muscle testing was 5-5 throughout the entire left lower extremity on a volitional basis, but was 5-5 on the right. Period. He had anticipatory tenderness palpation about the left fibular head, comma tibial tubercle, comma, and non-localizing surrounding the knee, but there was none on the right. Period. Knee maneuvers, he had positive McMurray's, Lockman's, and ligaments as distraction maneuvers on the left, which were negative on the right. The rest of that is normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. He was able to stand on his toes and walk on his heels. Period. He changed positions fluidly, was able to squat and rise, complaining of discomfort in the left knee. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion and actively flexed fully, but complained of pain in the left knee that is non-physiologic. Period. He had full extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending without discomfort. Period. There was anticipatory tenderness, palpation about the left sciatic notch and paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on their counterparts or in the midline. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left elicited complaints of left lateral knee pain that is non-physiologic, but no low back or radicular complaints. Period. In the right at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Period. Impressions. On 6-1-21, on Alba's left knee was struck by the forks on another forklift. Period. He was operating a standing forklift himself. Period. The next day, he was seen at WorkNet and found to have physical abnormalities. Period. Knee x-rays were thought to be negative for acute fracture. Period. He did quickly undergo an MRI of the left knee that did show fractures to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph, Mr. Alba then was treated orthopedically by Dr. McAlpin. Period. He had Mr. Alba bracing and participate in physical therapy. Period. He followed up through 9-2-21 when it was anticipated upon his return in 4 weeks he would be at maximum medical improvement. Period. He was waiting for an unloader brace. Period. In the interim, Dr. McAlpin released him to full unrestricted work activities. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be full range of motion of the left knee with tenderness but no crepitus. Period. Interestingly, there was full range of motion of the right knee with crepitus but no tenderness. Period. He ambulated with physiologic gait and could squat, complaining of left knee tenderness. Period. He had anticipatory positive responses to provocative maneuvers about the left knee. Period. In the absence of atrophy, he had mild weakness throughout the left lower extremity on a non-reproducible volitional basis. Period. He also had odd responses of left knee tenderness when flexing at the lumbar spine and during left supine straight leg raise maneuvers. Period. New paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left leg. Period. This is for the orthopedic residuals of the fractures identified on his MRI to be inserted here. Period. And that is the end.